This is Lauren Lapkus. I'm about to visit some psychics. I'm terrified. Let's go. Welcome to episode 4. We are going to go see a tea leaf reader today. Her name is Candace. You can look at her website and see a little more at houseofintuitionla.com. It's actually a house. And I mean, there's a bunch of different stuff that they offer. It looks like they have a cool gift shop, which I'm excited to check out. But in the meantime, let's get in the car and talk about this shit. I don't even know what a tea leaf reading is. It seems like something I would have seen in like a Disney movie or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. It feels very, like, of all the readings that you've done, this is the one that to me was surprising that it even really exists. Like, there's a whole thing about it in Harry Potter where
I mean, I don't know that, but
I know you don't know it, but like, he drinks his tea leaves and he's diagnosed by Professor Trelawney. I don't know how to say that name. I always
well,
just
you
read
just
it.
Read it.
Trelawney.
Wait, do I have to drink this?
I think you might have to drink the tea.
Oh my god.
But he gets the grim.
What's the grim?
Death.
Oh Jesus. Okay. Well, you love to set me up with the scariest thing that could possibly happen. And I did get the hanged man after you brought it up in my last one.
I'm psychic.
Okay.
Oh my god, you don't need these people.
What do you want? I just had you the whole time. Yeah, you should do my psychic reading.
Yeah, we should do that. It's like the last episode is me giving my all.
And I just like believe everything you say wholeheartedly. Yeah, I mean, I'm curious what this is going to be. When I picture tea leaf reading, what I think it is like almost like ink blots or something. Like you put things in and then based on where they are positioned or what it looks like, you can tell something from that. I don't know if that's true. I'm curious what it's going to be, but that's what I would imagine it is. And then I did wonder about drinking it. And then when you said that, that's interesting. Like, what does me drinking it do?
Well, it must be like if you have to eat your own fortune cookie or your fortune doesn't come true. So this is like the same thing.
Oh, yeah. You have to drink the tea to make it come true. Huh. Yeah, so I'm going to try to be a little more specific with my questions right off the bat. I think that'll probably help, especially with something like this that feels like, when I think of a tea leaf, it seems like you would just ask it one thing or something. I don't know.
God, what if you have to drink like 50 cups of tea?
I simply can't. I could barely finish the one over at Sterling's. She gave me some tea, and I'm not really a tea drinker. But I said yes because I wanted to have it in the moment. Like, I'll do whatever this is. Okay, so we are pulling up to the House of Intuition, and it looks cool. Like, it's black with, like, neat white writing on the outside. It looks like a hipster store where they're going to sell me some, like, cool candle that I definitely want.
It's like a little old house sitting on a hill with new age stuff on the porch.
Yeah, I like this. I wonder who painted this sign. Oh, yeah, and one other thing going back to Sterling. Sterling told me not to focus on... she told me to look into the world and kind of, like, just see things for what they are and not ask a lot of questions about it. Like, for instance, we were looking at a tapestry on her table and she was like, don't think about where it was made and all this stuff. Just look at the colors and just all the facts that are about it that you can see right now.
I would never ask where a tapestry was made.
I wondered what it was made out of.
Well, there you go.
It feels very mystical. There's a stone staircase with little symbols drawn in gold on it on the black paint. There's a little sign that says your intuition led you here. And I think Google did too.
Well, what we're going to do today is we're going to do a tea leaf reading. And basically, I like to call it scrying. So it's kind of like, you know, when you look up at the clouds or you look at fire or whatever, you see images.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a form of clairvoyance for me. And so after I pour your tea and we do that, bring it in here. Three. Cool. My name's Candace. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for coming to visit me at the house.
Thank you.
I've already spoken to you a little bit and asked you if you've done a reading. So we talked that you've had a little bit of testing the waters with tarot, but we're going to do a tea leaf reading today. So what you have in front of you is Tabitha. That's a cup that's been in my family for the past couple generations. That's where I do all of my readings. So we have some English breakfast tea, some hot water. I'm going to have you take the spoon and stir it just a couple times. It's got loose leaf tea in there, and you're just going to sip on it until you get just down to a little bit of water at the bottom, and then I'll instruct you how to kind of, I'm going to turn it over and spin it around a little bit and then read it for you, okay?
Cool. Want me to do that now?
Yes, please. Okay. Thank you. And just so you know, all of our readings are subjective. Basically, you know, you have free will to change the outcome predicted in this reading. So what I'm just kind of showing you and talking about is just the most kind of clear highlighted path that's kind of possible to come about, depending on the different topics that we talk about, meaning, you know, nothing's set in stone, and you can kind of have the ability to create change should you need to do that.
I don't mean to be a slow
No, take your time.
It's just a little hot. How's that? Still more?
Perfect.
Okay, great.
Thank you. All right. Apologies, this might get a little noisy, but I'm going to flip it. So what are we going to be talking about?
Do you want me to choose one topic or a few topics?
Well, basically what I can kind of touch on is whatever you're seeking guidance on. I get a lot of clients that come in that just say, I want to take a look at the year ahead. I want to have an idea about, you know, my business life, my love life, what I need to know about my health or my family, so I can continue to kind of rotate the cup and kind of take a look at it. And you don't have to stick to one particular topic. Basically, with the depth of the cup is how I can kind of analyze as events are going to be coming, and then I take into consideration the symbols that come through and what it's kind of foreshadowing is going to be taking place. So it's really interactive. You can totally ask me questions and kind of hop around a little bit about what you want to know. Are you getting involved in group work right now? Is that something that you're doing? Are you it would almost seem like it would be some sort of collective of sorts.
I do have multiple groups that I'm a part of. Yeah.
Okay. Because there's a ringleader kind of symbolism that's coming on here, and it's kind of suggesting that that is part of your grounding, which is kind of interesting, because when I see that, that's not very typically very grounded, but it's something that definitely kind of keeps you busy and feeds those creative outlets that you're having. Spiritual people like to talk a lot about some people say spirit guides, some people say animal totems. Do you believe in that stuff? Is that something
I
that you're
like
into?
Okay. I'm open-minded.
What's interesting is that on yours you have the Thunderbird. So I love that. That's something that's come up for myself a couple times. And for me, this is like a protective energy, like a protective spirit that's also kind of talking about being connected with the earth and being connected with like a higher energy that would come in and do clearing. So I don't know if you've got some kind of already warm, fuzzy feelings for feathered friends or anything like that. It's really big, and I believe in like the Pacific Northwest kind of animal totems. So if you're into meditation, if that's something that you want to kind of look into further and get some more information about the Thunderbird, you might want to do that. You might want to incorporate it into your meditation, and you can do like a guided one where you feel like you can kind of sit and meditate and pull information about how you can go about feeling safer in your environment. So not even necessarily physically, but in terms of stability. You know, earth signs are always looking for stability and feeling like things are going to be consistent. Health's good. I don't see any issues going on in that department. Not a doctor, but I don't see any issues there. I see a lot of what looks like feminine energy. I'm seeing a lot of kind of just like feminine energy V's and things that are coming together of that nature. So how old are you?
29.
Okay, so just getting ready to finish your Saturn's return. So, you know, going down the path of potentially thinking about, okay, you know, when am I going to do the mommy thing? When is this going to kind of develop? And you're getting into that. So my recommendation is don't worry about the pressure of that, because it seems as if that's coming together. I feel pretty confident at saying about by 32,
this looks like something that will kind of come full circle, and you're going to feel like you're ready, or you're kind of buckled down with what's going on at mm-hmm. home, and you've got a place. But you definitely have a plan. And you know, I don't know if you feel that time pressure. You shouldn't. It's not an issue. Creative much? Okay. What other mediums do you work with?
I do like live comedy and okay. improv and sketch, and then the podcast and TV and film, and basically every
okay perfect
way you can perform.
I like the idea. Going back to what I said earlier, I talked a little bit with you briefly about some sort of what looked like group work, mm-hmm. and I don't know if this is something you've done yet in terms of kind of doing your own. To me, it would seem more that it would be kind of on the spot. Improv-y mm-hmm. Type stuff. Are you doing a group with just all women?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Love it. It looks awesome.
Great. Like,
it looks
that's the really, one I'm really, really passionate about.
It looks amazing. How many are there of you guys?
There's four, including myself.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. So you do have that stability. How often are you guys meeting and kind of getting together doing this?
We perform once a month regularly, but we get together outside of that as okay. well and travel sometimes.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. So you guys are now getting into where you're going to start doing actual venues. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's going to be expansion on this, and it's going to be really kind of getting hot around August.
Cool.
So that taking you through the end of the year, what I'm actually kind of seeing is this is probably one of the most productive groups that you're in. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily the reason why you love it, but it just flows so well together. And I like the fact that everybody is kind of able to have a space where they can contribute, and there's not, you know, kind of preset or predetermined titles for everybody who's involved in the group. You guys are really able to kind of effectively collaborate the way that you should. I foresee some sort of series coming of this. So I would definitely say to stay checked in with it, to keep it consistent. It's very vital. You've got what looks like a brunette in it who's just got major connections, and she's absolutely hysterical. And I think that's something that's definitely going to take off. What else?
Well, you brought up kids, and that's something, and I know you said 32. Can you tell me anything more about that? Like how many kids I should have, or what I might be expecting?
To me, it seems like it would be two, from what I can tell, and they would probably be about 2.5 to 3 years apart. So that's not too bad, I guess. If you want my opinion, there is a lot of energy also, because they are so close together in age. If it's not similarities, you know, it's got very strong, you know, like those ink blots,
mm-hmm.
Where it's like an identical, you know, side by side kind of image. It's got that in your cup. And to me, that could be twins. So I'm not saying it is. I don't know if they run in your family. I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if that happened, or if it was pregnancy that was very close together.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely a lot of male energy, so it definitely seems like it would be a boy. Something else I'm just noticing, just to backtrack, because I rotate the cup as I continue to talk to you. You were talking a lot about buying a house mm-hmm. and doing that stuff. I feel pretty confident saying it's probably going to be in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say it would be 2016, but I feel like it's going to be probably 2017. I don't want to get your hopes up, but mm-hmm. you know, everything's subject to change. I like the idea of you keeping a dream journal.
Mm.
Okay, so I don't know if you're somebody who remembers them.
Yes.
But there's a lot of stuff going on here that seems very astrally to me, and so it's kind of suggesting that. You know, are you somebody that wakes up in the middle of the night and you have an idea and you jot it down?
Yeah, I don't usually jot it down, and I usually forget, but okay. I usually do.
Well, that's the message that I was kind of getting from your guides is like, jot it down.
Yeah.
Keep a journal. And you can do anything from something, you know, like this. You can have a little notebook, or if you want to have a little thing on your phone and you want to make some notes. I think that there's a lot of information coming through to you in your dreams, and you don't have to have superhuman powers or be psychic to be able to interpret them. I think that so many people kind of look at spirituality and they kind of go, well, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. But spirituality is about learning and growing within yourself. And I think you would definitely benefit from keeping some notes about things that you dream about. Potentially, even if you want to look into getting like a dream dictionary or mm-hmm. a dictionary of psychic symbols, that would be awesome for you as well, because it's not just in a sense of looking things up and seeing what they mean, but also if you've got particular symbols you want to meditate with or things that you want to really focus on to manifest in your own life, that would be good. But crazy dreams and things that are coming through for you are not always literal. They're more symbolic and giving you messages about creative stuff. That's a lot of what I'm kind of picking up, because it seems like it's astral energy, it's like clouds, and then it scrolls. So you're making mental notes, and these are things that we actually kind of have that we're aware of subconsciously, but we don't always unlock it unless we're in a state of calmness and we're able to kind of really pull inward and sit down and just write something out. And you might find that through you doing this, it's going to be an easier creative process for you, more so writing mm-hmm. and kind of pulling on ideas and about where you're going to be going and what you're going to be writing about. Thank you so much for coming to visit
Thank
me.
You. I really love this.
Well, that was really cool. I really liked that. She had this little porcelain or like whatever glass teacup. And she put all these separate tea leaves in it, you know, little grains, and then filled it with water. And she had me drink it down to like almost the end. That was a little stressful for me because I don't drink quickly, and I don't really like tea. I don't really like the flavor. I knew there wasn't a bigger thing that was supposed to happen, so I was like, okay, I can drink this. But I did feel like, how long is it going to take me to drink it? Like, if I had a cup of tea, it would take me like 30 minutes to drink it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just very slow. So, and it was really hot. So that part was stressful to me. But I drank the tea, and then she dumped it over the cup onto the saucer, and she spun it around in circles. And then she picked it back up, so there were some leaves on the plate and some in the cup still. And so then she started talking about my life and had me ask a couple questions to get going. Now, a couple things came up. She said 32 was the age I would have kids. That's what Justine Whoa. Said. And when I think about it, that's actually what Sterling said. She kept looking. It was just interesting to watch her work, because she would just turn the cup and then say, well, there's a boat. What the hell does that mean? I don't know. I couldn't see in the cup, so I didn't really know what she was looking at or how she was finding these symbols. And I asked about my dog, because I was kind of like, what do I ask about? But then she was like, she listens to your husband more than you. And I was like, well, that's true. And she was like,
You asked about Franny, but not me?
I forgot. I'm not kidding, but she brought up wild horses.
Yeah, that's true.
I should have used that as a way to say, what about Aaron's career? Damn it.
It's okay. Instead, you were like, I have nothing else in my mind. I guess the dog.
I think that was it. I mean, I ultimately left being like, that was really cool. And I'm not like scared of this stuff now. It's interesting. Like, I feel like I could get into this.
Yeah. Well, I think because initially wasn't your fear kind of that they'd see some darkness in your future? And it's not really about that, right?
Yeah.
It's not about them like knowing your entire life. It's about almost them like using their intuition to read you and then guide you.
Yeah.
Would you say that? Like,
yeah.
I think I want this stuff to be real, because I was just saying this earlier, but like my fascination with New Age is that it's as close to magic as you can get in the real world.
Yeah.
And like, I really want magic to be real. So I'm like, I will settle for New Age if it feels like it's authentic. But then my skeptical brain is like, this isn't the same.
Right. Like, I mean, I'd be curious what she would have, I don't know. I guess I just can't know.
Yeah.
But I don't care, because I still liked it, and it gave me like a good feeling, and that's something.
Yeah, that's healing.
Everything.
I mean, honestly, if a doctor gives you a pill and it's a placebo and you feel like it'll make you better, then he made you better.
Right. These people all made me better. But yeah, I will say that I liked the, talking about the environments, Justine's couch was like, it was interesting to be like in someone's apartment, but I kind of quickly forgot where I was. Sterling's office, I kind of was thinking about where I was for a lot of the time. And then here I was able to kind of just, it was kind of, I was able to escape a little more too.
This one to me seemed like the most mystical in terms of the decorating.
Oh yeah, I will say that as we walked in, the smell was so overpowering of incense, but every room we went to and then even going through the backyard to go to the other area, there was a new smell every 10 feet. One of them was literally a skunk outside, and the next one I would say was cat pee. But on either end, the start and the finish were different, like strong incense, which I didn't mind, but it was like, whoa.
It was a lot.
Yeah, that's great.
Yay!
Yay!
So it's been a couple weeks since I visited all these psychics, and, you know, I went into this totally excited and nervous and intimidated. And I really, you know, I had that experience from my dad's story kind of in my head. And I really was maybe hoping to get a taste of that myself. And maybe they would tell me something totally crazy that'll come true in 30 years and I'll be able to look back and say they were right. But, you know, after going through it, I don't know if I left with anything like that. I didn't also really ask any huge questions or ask for any major predictions. But now I kind of feel like I get it, and I don't mean I understand how it works or anything like that, but I feel like I've had enough. I got my fill of psychic time, and even though like some of it was really emotional for me and that was like undeniable and I definitely valued that experience, and some of it was just fun, I still feel like I don't really need to go back to a psychic. You know, if you had talked to me right after each session, I think I might have been more likely to say that I would keep doing this. But after a couple weeks off, you know, I look back and kind of see like, okay, well, I think I kind of, I had a good time with that, but I think I'm kind of done. You know, I learned a lot about myself through this process. I learned, first of all, that I say interesting a lot when I don't know what else to say to somebody. And I have a really polite laugh that is obnoxious. That is there for sure. You know, it's undeniable as well. But I think at the same time, I learned that I'm able to be vulnerable with a complete stranger in a way that I never thought was possible. And I think Justine has a really amazing ability to get that out of people. I would assume that it works for many others. I do want to thank all of the psychics who are willing to participate in this project. They were all so nice, and I really did have a fun time at each one. So I really appreciate them being willing to be recorded and put out onto the internet for you all to enjoy. If you're listening to this and you're anything like I was at the beginning of this project and you feel intimidated by psychics or interested, I would say to go see one and have fun. I think one thing I left with is that it's probably best to not put a lot of weight into these experiences. I got a lot out of them in a way, but I think if I had any higher expectations of what I was going to get, I would have been disappointed. There's only so much that they can tell you, and there's only so much that they can do for you. And really, it kind of is more based on what you need figuring out. You know, when you go in there and you have a specific question, you're going to have to leave with some sort of guidance in a sense, because they're getting you to talk about an issue that you have, and that's important in life in general. I think if I had recorded a wrap-up about this experience shortly after doing the actual readings, I would have a totally different energy and feeling than I do right now. A couple weeks later, having some clarity, some time to kind of think about it and process it, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what's real. I don't know what's fake. I'm not here to tell you what is real or fake, because I don't fucking know. But I do know that I had a great time, and I don't need to go again. And take that for what you will.